Now will you notice verse 5. The woman shall not wear that which pertaineth unto a man, neither shall a man put on a woman's garment, for all that do so are an abomination unto the Lord thy God. Now, I want to add this comment when we come to a verse like this. Somebody's going to say, well, we're not under law today. That's true. We're not under law. And I'm of the opinion that no one is certainly trying to put us back under law, and certainly a law like this. But let me be very candid, and you probably will think that I'm a square. I still believe that a woman looks better dressed as a woman, and a man looks better dressed as a man. I was driving up to San Francisco, and we were back of a little Volkswagen, and I told my wife, I said, you know, that's funny, the wife is driving and the man's sitting next to her. And we were back of them, couldn't get around them, to tell the truth. They were driving pretty fast. And they came to a hill where they weren't doing so well going up it. When I went around, you know I was wrong. The man was driving, the woman sitting next to him. Believe me, the man looked like a woman and the woman looked like a man. Now, I frankly don't see the benefit of that. I'm sure I'm a square. But I think a man ought to look like a man and a woman ought to look like a woman. And that's what God is saying. God made them different. And we're living in a day when they're trying to look alike, trying to act alike. And we're having a great deal of trouble. I think womanhood is paying an awful price for this today. They are demanding equal rights. They ought to forget it because they have more than equal rights. I no longer take off my hat when I get on an elevator. And I want you to know something. I don't let a woman go ahead of me when I'm driving. I don't give way to a woman anymore. They wanted equal rights. So if they want equal rights, why, they can have them. I personally would like to treat them like a woman because that's the means that you elevate them and that they have better than equal rights. That's what God's talking about here. Now notice his concern, and this is one of the most wonderful things. Verse 6, if a bird's nest chance to be before thee in the way in any tree or on the ground, whether they be young ones or eggs, and the dam sitting upon the young or upon the eggs, thou shalt not take the dam with the young, but thou shalt in any wise let the dam go, and take the young to thee, that is, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest prolong thy days. Protecting the birds. God's concern for the birds. And you remember the Lord Jesus said that a sparrow doesn't fall, but what he knows it. Actually, the language there has this thought, that a sparrow falls in the lap of the Father, always. Just a bird, he takes concern of that. And the Lord Jesus said, if the Heavenly Father has concern for a bird, well, he has a concern for you and knows about you. How wonderful that is.